Okay, we're gonna do this this grizz on the grizz in Hilchos Tamat Torah. And what the topic is gonna be is kibud rav, is the honor you give to a rav. Very interesting about this is that there is some actually halachic nafkamina, which we'll get to. It's very fascinating machlokas, as you'll see, between the Rambam, Tosfos, and the Ran about what you're supposed to do in front of a rav. Also, again, to some of the issues of what's a rav muvak. You know, for instance, today everybody calls a lot of times. It's a really interesting grid, and the grid takes up a very, very difficult issue in the Rambam. Okay, all right. So let's start off with the Rambams. Okay, start off with Sefer Mitzvos. Sefer Mitzvos, Mitzvah Aseh Reish Tes. All right, stop. So what's the mitzvah?
So the mitzvah is that we're commanded to respect the Chachamim and to stand before them and to make them great.
Good.
The who amru?
Yisbara.
Yisbara.
Say. Mipnei seva takum. And what does that mean? V'lashon sifra.
V'lashon sifra takum v'adarta kima sheish
bahidr. Remember those four words, okay? Kima. What does kima mean? Sheyesh ba hidur.
That there is in it beautification.
Okay, good. That's a good literal translation, okay? So according to the Rambam, there's one mitzvah. And what's the mitzvah?
Well,
no. Let's be accurate. The mitzvah is to be mechabed hachacham, okay? To stand before him and to make him great. Now, all the darshanah from the Torah is, what are you supposed to do? Stand up. Okay, but the Rambam actually spells out, you're supposed to honor him, honor the Chacham, right? Stand, okay? And make him appear great, okay? And that they say vatakum, the hard to talk, they say again, means you stand up. And what kind of standing up is it? It's a kima shel sheish by hidra, okay?
Because that passage is
obviously in my mitzvah. According to Sefer Mitzvah, there's one mitzvah, okay? Now, what does the Rambam say in the Mishnah Torah? Which is, we'll start off with the Rambam in Parak Hey Halacha Aleph. It's kind of an introduction to Talmud, to what the deal is. Kishem.
Kishem Shalda Mitzvah Bechbod Abivan Yurasa. So just like a person is commanded in the honor of his father and to fear him. Kachu Chai Bechbod Rabbi Yurasa. So too he's Chayv in the covet of his Rabbi and fear him.
Okay, good. Actually, okay, fine. And that's what we need for now. That's all you need for that halacha. But if I asked you what simple deduction could you make? Well, I should say that's not the right word to use. What observation could you make based on that statement in the Rambam? Simple observation.
There's no.
What? No, we don't know about that. Forget what we wrote in Sefer Mitzvahs for now. Come on.
Any cover that applies to the father applies to the Rambam.
Okay.
The same laws of standing.
Okay, good. Yeah. So it sounds like, it doesn't sound like that what? I mean, just, I'm not defining anything, so relax. But it doesn't, well, though, it doesn't sound like that they carved out a new system of halacha that applies to the Rav. Rather what? There's a certain template called Kibud Av, and it's comparable to Kibud Av.
Who's above the other?
Well, who cares? That's a good question, but that's not this area.
We'll say that.
Okay? Okay. Right, so that's the next word you say is Rabo, Yasum Rav, but that's not our issue. Okay. Now go ahead to halacha hey.
It's also for the Talmud to call to his Rav in his name. Even if he's not in front of him. And you shouldn't mention his name in front of him, and even in order to call to others that have the same name as him.
Okay, good. Now skip ahead to, let's say, Halacha Zion. Remember that, okay?
You see him from afar with your eyes.
Okay, so now, if you guys did some of the preparation, which Rav are we talking about when it comes to Rav Muvak? So when the Rav keeps saying the word Rabba, sometimes get across, Rabba means a Rav Muvak. Now, what's a Rav Muvak? Let's just get, like, there's a big machlokas, okay?
Your main Rabbi that teaches you the most, something like that.
Right. The whole question, what does most mean?
Well, okay.
But let's take out the last part you said. We'll call him your main Rav. Now, what defines your main Rav? That's a good question. But it's your main Rav. Okay? That's your Rav Muvak. Your main Rav.
Like,
what? No, I mean, it's a good question. It's a good question. I mean, there's a big machlokas among the poskim, especially today, what's a Rav Muvak? But to make it simple, it's your main Rebbe. Okay? What?
There's no Rav Muvak today.
That's one Shita. It's one Shita.
So, Ellie, which family does your, like, would Rebbe Ginsburg be your Rav Muvak?
Oh, his father. Okay, go on. Yeah, no, yeah, keep going. Oh, okay, and then when do you have to stand up for your Rav Muvak? The moment you see him. Okay, so if it's off in the distance, you see him in the distance, as you'll see in the Gemara, in the case of guy and a donkey, as soon as you see him, what do? You stand up for him. Keep going. So until basically...
From you and you don't
he passes by. And then what?
Then you can sit down.
Okay, fine. That's all you know for that. And then you have halacha Yud Aleph.
Harav HaMuvhak Shiratza Limchol Al Kvoda B'chol Dvar Eilu. So Harav HaMuvhak that wants to be mochal and is covered in any of these matters. O Be'achaman, or with one of them. B'chol Talmidav, to any of his Talmidim. O Le'achaman, or any one of them. Harshus B'yadav, he's able to. Even if he is malchal on them, chayv the talmid lahadro. His talmid is chayv to
whatever that means.
Honor still.
Whatever lahadro means, he's still chayv in something.
Yeah.
So good. So what? Now this is the second part of the grizz. It's not for the early part. But what do you see is also as a halacha that a Rav Muvhak has the right to be mochal as kavod. But even if he's mochal as kavod, right, which would imply therefore you don't have to stand up for him, you still have to be noheg some idea of hidur, which we don't know what that means yet. Okay. All right, so far so good?
Yep.
So if I asked you, what's the theme of Parakeh? Parakeh sounds like it's all the halachas of kavod for Yerav Muvhak, right? So far so good?
Yep.
Okay. No, I'm not hiding anything. No missing facts. Okay, you got the grizz. If there's a missing fact, you can blame the grizz. Now, what about Parak Vav?
From Al?
What do I have in the source sheets?
Yeah,
Alvin and Bez.
Kol Talmid Chachamim Mitzvah Lahadra. Any Talmud Chacham is a mitzvah to be Mahadr.
Okay, so already your antenna should go up. Because you should say to yourself, interesting. Mitzvah Lahadro, that same vague Hidur that he mentioned where?
Rav
Muvhak. Okay, good.
Even if he's not his Rav, Shemar Mipnei Seva Takum Badarta Pnei Zami.
Zeh
Shekana Chacham.
Right, that's all it's required. Okay? So what's the next thing he says is, what do you want to have from the Pasuk? You learn that from the pasuk Neisivat Takum. Then what do you have to do, right? Well, excuse me. It's telling you that's a guy who's Kone Chachma. Okay, when you have to stand up, Me'amasei Chayav and Lamo Me'achacham. Slow down. So what do you see? What is the expression of Hidur?
Standing up.
Whatever Hidur is, it seems to be standing up. And when do you have to stand up? Okay, good. Okay. Well, don't worry about halacha base for now. Okay. Okay. Now, what's the problem? What's the problem in the Rambam? There's a big, big problem. Okay.
How do you differentiate between the
Rambam? Why is there a difference? Why can't a regular be mochal as
kavod? Oh, boy. Okay, we read Sefer Mitzvos.
I get a great opening question.
Okay, let's go back to Sefer Mitzvos for a second. Okay, in Sefer Mitzvos it says as follows. I'll read it again. The mitzvah, he shesivanu l'chaved ha-chachamim, v'lokum mipneim, u'l'gadol osam, v'hu amar yisbarach, mipnei sevat ha-kum, v'hadrat ha-pnei zakim. Okay? So the Rambam says, what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to be mechabed chachamim, to stand before them and to make them great, because the pasuk says, "Bnei sevat takum." Okay? Okay. What's the problem in the Yad? The problem the Grizz is going to take up is very simple. The problem is in Sefer Mitzvos, the Rambam lists this as one mitzvah, right? One mitzvah that we groups together. He doesn't differentiate between Rav Muvhak, doesn't mention anything at all. Darshan Zaf of Bnei sevat takum, and yet, it's one mitzvah that seems to be universal, that applies to both the Chacham and the Rav Muvhak. But in the Yad, he breaks it up into two. Almost to the point where it sounds like he's saying it's two separate mitzvahs. That one mitzvah is, it's not my question. But one mitzvah is to be, now let's be careful, is to be mechabed, I'm cheating to help you guys out, to be mechabed your Rav, okay? And the other one is Talmud Chacham, this idea of mitzvah lahadra, okay? But it sounds like at this point, there are two mitzvahs. What? Kibbutz and Hidur are the expressions, are the descriptors, but it sounds like the two separate mitzvahs.
Yeah, we have no idea what they are.
Not yet. So what do we see from the Rambam? So at this point, we see there's a big problem in the Rambam. On the one hand, the Rambam says in the Sefer Mitzvahs is one mitzvah, and the other, the Rambam says it's two separate mitzvahs. Okay? With from the Grizz, Hilchos Talmud Torah. Yeah.
Okay. Harav Hamuvhak Sherotza Limchol Al Kvodo B'chol Dvar Ma'ila.
Good. So as we saw from the Rambam, the Grizz picks up on what? He picks up on the question of, on the fact that the Rambam writes that the Rav Muvhak is allowed to mochal kavod. Again, your Rav Muvhak, the main Rebbe, he's allowed to say to you, you don't need to stand up for me. Okay? Tzarek beer. Right. So why does the Rambam... that sounds like a very innocent question. Why does the Rambam choose specifically the Rav Muvak? Why does he focus on that? Okay.
By because of Mishnah Sham, the Mevor, the Midvarav, the Mefarish, the Divrei Rambam, the Ravusa, Neket, Efil, Rav Muvak, Yachol, and Falak Vodah.
Okay, I put the Kesef Mishnah in there for your benefit, but, and obviously he's going to like move away from that. But the Kesef Mishnah, it sticks a word in the Rambam. What did the Rambam mean to say?
Even Afilu.
Okay. We're not going to define that. That's separate. Okay. Vanilla or Mazah. It's almost like the Grizz needs to do his due diligence, you know? So the Kesef Mishnah has his own answer, but okay. Vanir Lomar Bazeh, okay.
Vanir Lomar Bazeh, Dehine Shtei Mitzvah Sein.
So it would appear that what?
There are two mitzvahs.
Okay.
Chaza Din Kavod Umar Barabo. Kimavur Bekama De.
Okay.
The Rambam Reisha Parakei Sham, Zafar Rabba, Kishem She Adam Mitzuva Bechvod Aviv Yeraso.
Okay, so what for one mitzvah we see, so automatically the grid starts off with a conceptual move. There's two conceptual mitzvahs here. There's two mitzvahs. One mitzvah is what? One mitzvah is kavod umara, okay? That what? That Talmud is uniquely chayav through Rav Muvak. So one idea is that there's a certain expression of honor that is specific to your Rav Muvak, okay? As he explains in that parak. Okay, good. Keep going.
Oh, okay, fine. Yeshod?
Yeah. Yeshod Sham B'Divrei Rambam.
Yeshod Sham B'Divrei Rambam. De kechashiv kol dine kavod umara she talmud mechuyav l'rabo, v'hine mekor mitzvah zu.
A per shachanami b'dvar b'divrei tosos, v'vav akama daf
me'am alav. Hu me'akra
de as Hashem l'kecha tira.
L'rabo's talmud echa.
Okay, so before, let's go look at that source, okay? So the first thing that Rambam's saying is that the first thing that Grizz is saying, and he's really going to emphasize this over and over again, is that there's this unique idea of kavod umara that applies from a student to his Rav Muvak. Okay, where does he get that from? How does he know that to be true? Okay, I know, but the Rambam didn't know Tosos, but this conceptual idea existed. How? So take a look at that Gemara number 5.
Kitanya Shimon Hamsuni.
What does that mean? Kol?
All the S.
Right. So he was able to darshan out every S in the Torah. That's pretty impressive. Okay? Kivon. Right, so meaning that just like I got a schar for darshaning out, so too I'll get a schar for if I didn't. Okay, yeah. Ad shebar Rebbe Kiva, but Rebbe Kiva came along and saved the day. Okay, it's only the last line I care about. But what does Es Hashem Alkecha Tira teach you? It's to include Tamei Chachamim. Okay, Tosfos.
So, Kidushin as the pasuk was to teach us that your mother and your father should be just like your
Israel. Right. So, and again, as I mentioned before, what's Tosos implying?
That we use this as a tracking.
Okay, so that's okay. Good so far, so good. Yep. Okay, pretty easy. All right. So what do you see? You see that so far, all the Grizz has told us is that the Rambam carves out one mitzvah, which is called the commandment for Talmud to give kavod to his Rebbe, and that's darshan out from the Gemara because the Gemara says Es Hashem Alkecha Tira, and that teaches you including Talmid Chachamim, and you see that also applies by Kibud Av Eim. So there's some similarity between the two. So the Grizz is going to say as follows. Right, so it's clear according to Tosfos that this drasha applies only to Rav Muvak, right? Sefer mitzvos
l'Rambam. Mitzvah reish pet. Kasav de mitzvah zu nechalas b'mitzvos ve'adarta b'nei zaken.
Okay, so now what's bothering him?
So he said that this is all really in the mitzvah of Yadar Nezakin and the Sefer Mitzvah.
Meaning it's not in what?
It's not in Kibbutz.
No, meaning it's not in what? Come on.
It's not
Shalom
Mitzvah?
No. There's, and the Sefer Mitzvahs, okay.
I mean, this is
what?
Yes.
as Hashem Chachatira. Okay, let's keep, we got to keep track of this stuff. Okay, he's yeah. No, Parshas Kedoshim, Sefer Parakim of the Megillah. Okay, so we also see in the Tosefta what? We see that there's unique halachas that apply. When it says v'hadarta p'nei zaken, what does that mean? It means you can't stand in his place, right? You can't talk in his makom, you can't argue with him, you have to noeg with him more every year. Now, obviously, who's that talking about? Rav Muvak, okay? You're trying to work forwards, work backwards. We know what does the Rambam say in Parakeh? Kavan Amora. Does he use the words Kavan Amora by Talmud Chacham? He doesn't.
But here it does.
Where's here?
Sorry, in the statement.
I know, but we know in the Yad it doesn't do that. Okay. Hare Lahedja.
Hare Lahedja de Beha, de Beha Darta, Nezami, Nemar Gamdin, Hu Kavan Umora, Shetamud
Mukhil the Rabba. Okay? So again, he's making one statement. He does this quite often, the Grizz. One statement. Now he's building proofs of that statement. He's saying the Tosefta must be teaching you what? An idea of Kavan Amara by the Tama to his Rebbe. Okay, keep going. Bifnei Atzma. Oh, but what do you also see?
That mitzvah of Hiddur is a mitzvah on its own for any Tama.
Meaning what? Meaning that now this is where things got a little shaky here. Okay, what is he actually saying? He's saying, but we also see that in the pasuk v'hadarta p'nei zaken, it's a unique mitzvah of what? Of hiddur on every Talmud Chacham, even if he's not your rav. Okay, so automatically, which is what we're going to be playing with quite a lot, there's going to be a huge distinction between a Talmud Chacham and Rav Muvak. Okay,
we have no idea what the distinction is yet.
Nope. Well, except for one. Well, you know a little bit. This is your main rabbi. Right, and this is a Talmud Chacham.
We also know Rabbi Muvak has Kavod.
That we also know from the Rambam.
And Talmud Chacham has Hiddur.
That's correct. Okay, all right. So then he says.
Kimavur b'Rambam, Rish
Pei. Parak Vav Sham.
Parak Vav Sham. Kol Talmud Chacham mitzvah lahadra. V'yafu b'shein araba. Shemar b'pnei sein b'tachak. V'atarach b'pnei zakim. Zakim zeh shekana chacham ha'akadashan.
Right. Hare.
Hare the mitzvah zu shall hider ena al rabo dafka.
So the mitzvah hider is not specifically on your Rav Muvak, rather what?
Rakhi mitzvah hanema al kol tamachal.
Okay, good. So now, as Ellie just said a second ago, but we have to wait for the Grizz to say it, is what? Tamachal is hidur. Okay? But here's where things get a little weird, okay? At this point, it sounds like what he's saying is that a tamachal as a category includes what?
Hidur. Rav
Muvak. No, would include Rav Muvak.
Oh, of course.
Okay? Don't say that so quickly. But anyway, what you think at this point is that the idea of Rav Muvak is simply like what?
Extension.
A good extension. I'd say like the extreme case, extreme expression.
Mean, oh, no, I thought you meant practically Rav Muvak is also a Talmud Chacham.
I mean conceptually.
Oh, no.
Like an apple to fruit.
What?
Like apple to fruit.
Right, like apple to fruit. Okay. Was apple the extreme expression of fruits?
Yeah.
Okay, if you say so.
When do we
start eating? What cut? Of course, of course.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, what's up? What point is he making here?
That this is only regarding kima that there is hiddur.
Okay, what is kima that has hiddur? What does that even mean?
Respectful standing, yeah. Not in the basic he say.
Okay. No. That's not what kima shel hiddur is. You'll see what kima shel hiddur is.
Well, that is.
Okay, go on. Wait. Go on. Okay. Okay, but yet, what do we see? We see it's clear that in Parakeh, in Parak Vav, it makes a qualitative distinction between that which you're supposed to do for your Rav Muvak, and that we're supposed to do for Talmud Chacham. Okay, all right. So at the end, what do we see so far in the Grizz before we go into like the real tachlis of what he wants to get to? What does he set up so? Okay, in the Grizz's question, he's already outlining a big difference between Rambam and Tosfos. What's the difference between them?
Rambam.
There's two psukim in the Torah, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Okay. So Bimnei Sevatakum teaches you what?
According to Tosfos.
regular old Tamachacham.
Good. And what does Es Hashem Kafa Tiro teach you? And but yet, whereas according to Rambam, what does he say? Well, what's the opposite?
Both of them say
what? Both of them they say.
Where does Tessa say
it? What? He doesn't. Everyone learns that way. Everyone learns Mei Seva Tzakum teaches you to stand up for somebody. Okay? For somebody. He's learned, right. He's learned
As Hashem
Kafa Tiro as Rav Muvak. Right. So the Machlokas, the way the Gris sets it up, is that the Rambam holds that you learn both from the Nesei Batakum, okay? Whereas according to Tosos, he differentiates it. What?
What does he do with that?
That's a good question. That's not our problem. Yes. I want to think about the difference between the two. I want to know, though, is what terminology, as I said before, what terminology does he use in Parakeh? Kavod Amora, right? And what terminology does he use in... Okay, and what does he specifically say in Parak Vav, which is right in your first sentence? Look at his Lashon. He says, no, it says, Kol Mekham Yechachamim Mitzvah Lahadro, okay? And what's the Rambam saying there? The mitzvah is lahadro.
It definitely means to stand.
What's he saying?
It's the definition of
hiddur. Which means?
Standing.
Which means? Come on.
That's not
kavod amora. No. That's true. No, flip that. The opposite.
No,
the mitzvah is hiddur. No. Not the opposite. Like somewhere in between. There's a mitzvah of hiddur. What is the mitzvah of hiddur? In Parak Vav, the mice of standing. Hiddur has a mice. What's the mitzvah of hiddur? It is to stand up. Okay, that's what the Rambam is telling you. What does it mean to be mahadir at Talmud Chacham? That's expressed through the action of standing up. Whereas, when he looks at in Parakeh, what does he seem to be saying by kavod? What's that more like? Very similar to keep it out in. That's true. I know structurally, but I'm saying
what ideas in separating the rock from yourself. I call him by his name.
No, what's the halachic construct? There's hiddur by Talmud Chacham, mice of Amida. Okay, that is the hiddur. How do you know you're giving respect? I'm putting respect in quotes by hiddur. How do you know you're being mahadir Talmud Chacham? There's only one way: standing up. Okay.
According to
the Rama. Okay, but when it comes to kavod amora, you wouldn't say that's a maisa.
No, it's like your buckle to it.
An attitude.
It's an attitude. Yeah.
Okay, so what do we call then halacha? An attitude. Can we give like a more halachic terminology for that?
Das.
What?
Amida.
Not das.
Amida.
No, that's a trait.
Yeah, having a trait is a kind of super.
Niyug of the gavra. Okay? Nihug of the gavra. Kavod is a nihug in the gavra. How do we know that's true? Because even though the Rambam lists out various actions you're supposed to do, it's a general behavior a person's supposed to have in front of his parents and here in front of your Rav Muvak. Okay?
You have to.
You have to. But I'm saying, there are situations of kavod that can exist even outside the strict confines of what the Rambam lists. But the point is that there's a certain nihug you're supposed to have. There's a certain attitude or behavior a person should have in front of his Rav. From Mivnesi Batakum. Okay? Yeah.
So in Yud Aleph, when the Rambam says, when the Rav Muvak is Mochos Kavod.
I have no idea. We're not ready for that yet. That's here. No. I'm just saying right now. All I'm saying is right now, with the two Prakim in the Rambam, that's what I would say. Whereas Tosos is very easy. What does Tosos hold? Tosos says, well, we don't know the details of Tosos, but what's Tosos going to hold? The two separate mitzvahs, right? Two separate. There's an institution of mitzvah for Talmud Chacham and an institution of mitzvah for Rav Muvak. Why does he say that? I don't know yet. Good question. Josh asked that before. So did Tully.
Right now we don't have anything?
Nope. It's not in here. Not in here.
Okay.
It's a problem. Okay. Right. Okay. But the Gris is not bothered by that.
Is it going to be okay?
We'll see. Keep going. All right, is that okay? So far, so good. So all I want to say so far is just one simple step, which is that if I wanted to define on the surface a difference in Parakeh and Parak Vav, what I would say is that Parak Vav by Talmud Chacham, there's a mitzvah of hiddur, and what is that? That's the mice of standing up, and that's it. Whereas by Kavod, it's a niyog in the gavra, okay? Which I think is a good working foundation. It's a great Gemara. So what does the Gemara say? What does that mean? What is a kima sheish behedar in the Gemara's language?
The kima is. When does the mice
Right, meaning that if he were outside of Dalan Amos and he stood up, it's not a Kima Shal Hidra.
Okay.
So Amar Abaye.
Amar Abaye lo Amran ela Barabo she'ena muvak. Aval Barabo muvak milo enav.
Mala enav. Okay. So now, again, looking at these little crumbs the Gemara is giving us here. So what do you see at this point from this, just this one line in the Gemara? Okay. Oh, okay. One second. I don't know. It could be two possibilities. Alex is going to say, what do you mean? Kima Shel Hidr has two different expressions. One expression is by Atama Chacham, and one expression is by Rav Muvak. By Atama Chacham, when is it a Kima Shel Hidr? Dal Damos. By Rav Muvak, it's... Whereas...
Well, I'm going to say that one of them's hitter was by Dal Damos. Since the other one's not hitter, there's no contrast
of Dal Damos. So Ellie's reading the Gemara. Very nice. So one second. You're like the Ron. Ellie's reading it like the Rambam's going to read it. You'll see why. Whereas he's going to say, what do you mean? It's not that... there's no Kima Shel Hidr by the Rav Muvak. It's something different. Okay, we don't know what that is yet. Very good. Okay, keep going in the Gemara. Okay, so when Abaye saw what?
Rabbi Yosef came with a barrel of wine.
No. He was riding his donkey. When he saw the ear of his donkey...
It's the highest point.
What? Yeah, what would he do? He would stand up. Why would he stand up?
Because
this is Rav Muvak. Okay, it's obvious it's Rav Muvak. Okay, whereas... Keep going. Abaye... Okay. Now, what happened? Now, Abaye was riding a donkey, right? And on the other side of the river, what happened? Yosef Rav
Misharche Rabbanan, Vayida Isa below Kama Makam.
Right. So what happened?
So Rav Misharche and the Rabbanan were there, and then one of them didn't stand.
Amar Lahu,
the Lav Rav Muvak Ana.
Right.
So is he now your Rav Muvak?
Well, he said to him, he's like, what do you mean? Aren't I Ruvak? So I'm Rule. No. Okay. Cute. Okay, but what's other putting out the cuteness aside, what's clear from the Gemara? Okay? We definitely know one thing for sure. There's a difference between a Tama Chacham and a Ruvak. Okay? And where is it expressed in? It's expressed in standing up. Okay? But I like how Alex and Ellie are reading it. You'll see, that's exactly going to be the issue here. Alex, good. What?
This doesn't mention anything
about that. Rabbi Shana Muvak.
Wait, shouldn't have Rabbi stood up to
Chacham? What's a rabbi? No. I'm going to cheat like the Rambam's way. Rambam's one says Talmud Chacham. Okay? I hear where you're being medayik. I hear that. All right, now what does Iran say on that? Josh? I don't know.
Okay,
good question. No, he was outside Dal Amos. Okay, Lo Amarti Ala Kima Sheish Bahidr. Okay? Right, but Kimala Einav, next run.
Mochiach.
Oh, exactly like
Alex
said. The Ron's learning what? The Ron, and we'll get to the Grizz in a second. The Ron's learning that
hyped up hitter,
right? Meaning that what happens? Very good. That what happens is that the way you read the Gemara is that you stand up Dalet Amos for a Tama Chacham, but for Rav Muvak it's Mala Einav, and he's building one off the other. He's saying it's the hyper expression of what it called of Kima Shel Hidr. But they both partake of the quality of Kima Shel Hidr, right? Forget the piece if you're very fixated on that case. Go on. Why don't we let him give the Nachamina? He's about to give the Nachamina. Go on. So back to the Grizz. Okay, so the Grizz now says, V'nei v'sogei de Kiddushin. Mala Einav. Okay, V'yeshayin Sham Baran. Okay, so and like we said, that's what we saw in the Ron. Whereas Ulam Devei Rambam.
Oh,
No, shall tukum. Slowly now. So the Rambam though says that by Dalet Amos, that's only by the chova kima shall tukum the hadarta shenemra kol tama chacham. Every tama chacham that lacha applies to vizuhi shetluya behidur, and that is specific to hidur. Meaning, where is kima shall hidur expressed? By the tama chacham.
Kima is only expressed.
Right, no. The kima shachidah when the Rambam reads in the Gemara is applying by what case?
Oh,
tam chacham. Aval b'ravo muvak. Now listen to this. Gam.
Gam milvad mitzvas hahidur shall takum behadarta.
So even it's very funny. Milvad. What do you mean by milvad here? What? So besides the fact that you'd have to stand up for your Rav muvak because he's what? Tam chacham, right? Mechuyavu. 100%. Card played, okay? If you're playing poker, you just played a card, which is, there's another chiyuv, right? And what's that other chiyuv?
Is father Malay also?
What?
Is father Malay?
It's a good question.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, factually, yes. It's a mamre.
Right, I have that here. The only thing is that remember, there's things you do more so for your Rebbe than you would do for your father.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. But they're basically the same institution, okay? Okay, so but what's he saying here, though? So the Ron is learning what? The Ron is learning that one's built off the other, so to speak. The Ron is not learning that way. The Ron is saying there's two separate institutions. The institution of Talmud Chacham, and it happens to be that a Rav Muvak has in him the din of Talmud Chacham, but that's not the reason, well, I shouldn't say that.
Probably.
You'd have to stand up for him no matter what because it's Talmud Chacham, but there's another reason why you're standing up for him, because of Kavod Amora, right? Kavod Amora. Okay. Dharei. Right, because we see that by kibud avaim, that what?
That you're also chayav to the
stand up for your parents. Hold on, kimavur b'kiddushin daf lama gimel.
V'rambam perikav mail v'smamr.
Right.
V'gabi avim v'imo v'rei lo matzino mitzvas hinder klal.
Oh, so now he's getting even stronger. When it comes to your parents, the Rambam never uses the word hidur. Never says that you got to stand up for hidur. There's no idea of hidur. Nor does he say it here in Hilchos Talmud Torah. He never mentions the word hidur when it comes to a Rav Muvak. Okay. Right. Stop. Okay, so what do you say now? So again, he's repeating himself a little bit. What's he saying? What's the Gris saying?
The Kavod Amora is the thing with Malo Enam. And that's one that Rabbi Muvak has.
And the actions of Behadarta are the same.
And that's not dependent on hitter like the other one is.
Okay, good. So at this point, and as we're building off of this, how would you define a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ran?
Like what I said before, but now here.
I remember what you said before.
When there,
that hitter can mean two things. Wait, it's two expressions.
What?
It's not two.
What is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Two expressions of hitter.
Is it?
That's not who it is. Yeah.
No. See, you. The second thing that you said is correct. Let me ask you a question. Is there any difference in the Misa?
No.
It's just so many of the same.
No, depending on your relationship with the person, in one Misa would
experience. Well, so second thing. Let me ask you a question. See, if a Talmud Chacham comes into the room, let's say right now a Talmud Chacham and a Rav Muvak both could drop down from the sky.
Yeah.
Okay? What Misa do I have to do?
Stand up.
Okay. Let's say they're the same distance. I just saw them. They're within Dalet Amos, and I just saw them. And I see them, right? So it happens both simultaneously. It's the same Misa, right? So according to Ron, is there any different? What's that saying?
Is there other Misas yet?
What?
Other
that's fine, but no, yeah, that could be. But let's just stick to what the Ron's saying. But by Kima Shel Hidur, right, which the Ron is simply saying that's the Ikra thing for now, is there any difference in the Misa whatsoever? No, there's no difference in the Misa. Rather what?
Based on who the person is, different Misa will express Hidur.
Right, okay.
You can express hitter to Tama Chacham if he walks in, if he's Mala Enav, because nobody's going to understand there's a relationship, it's not going to express hitter.
Okay, you're right, there'll be distortion in the effect, I understand that, you're right, all right, but what do you see? You see that the way he's structuring it is, he's structuring the nature of the Misa as a responsive Misa, meaning the Misa is exactly the same, right? It's exactly the same action, it's just a question of what?
Nothing else.
Right? The chiyuv emerges based on whoever the kibbutz attached to, right? But just because it's an interesting thing, even though the chiyuv, even though it's a different chiyuv that's generating the kima, there's the chiyuv of a Talmid Chacham, and there's a chiyuv of a kima of Rav Muvak, the mice is exactly the same. You understand that? In other words, there's no difference in the action. The action is exactly the same. You're not standing up differently for the Talmid Chacham versus the Rav Muvak. The standing is the same. It's just that what?
It's not just standing the same. You mean the effect is the same. It's
different. The standing
is
also
the standing's also the same.
The standing is going to be the same. Cordab, you can't say, nobody's going to say two standings is different no matter who it is.
Well, no. I mean, like, I mean, I don't. You're right.
Like a Maisa or
Cordab. Right. I'm just saying the way the Maisa, in other words. Right, it goes like this. In other words, they're both kima shel hider. It's one idea of kima shel hider, right? It's just saying that the kima shel hider is commensurate to the gavra that you're standing up for. Yeah. That's all. But it's the same maisa. Okay, that's easy. That's the Ron, I think. But what's the Rambam saying at this point? That's what's hard. What's he saying at this point? When the Griz, and again, I'm trying to explain the Griz. When the Griz says that the Rambam is saying, and again, look at his lashon. He says what? He says, If your Rav Muvak comes along, of course you have to stand up for him. For what reason?
Because of Kabbalah.
No. According to the Rambam.
If he's next to you, Talmid Chacham.
Right. Of course you have to stand up for him because he's Talmid Chacham. Right? Don't worry about the space. I understand that. But see, of course, let's say he pops down from the sky. Of course you have to stand up for him because he's Talmid Chacham. Milavad, right? That, I have to also stand up for him for what reason? Because of Kabbalah tomorrow. What's he saying?
Yeah.
Conceptually, where those two ideas converge, okay, where they can converge, which is what? Standing up for a Muvak. Because what are you standing up for? Well, you have to say you have to stand up for what reason? Because it's Talmid Chacham. That's part of his very definition, right? So, and that's the Maisa, right? But as you said before, is there any Tzura Samaisa by, there's no Tzura Samaisa by Rav Muvak, there's no Tzura Samaisa, rather was, a Niyugan Nagavra, right? So what are you doing when you stand up as well? He's allowing for a convergence of the two. He's saying you can have an idea where at the same moment that you're doing a maisa of standing up because he's a Talmid Chacham, included in that is as well, this what? This niyagavra, that you have to act a certain way in front of your Rav Muvak. Okay? That's what he's saying up to this point. Okay? Now the Rambam, in my opinion, at this point, sounds what? If I ask you right now, if you had a choice in front of you, be honest, okay? Tosfos, the Ron, or the Rambam, he hasn't finalized his svar yet in the Rambam. You had a choice. Which one seems to make the most sense?
I go
Tosfos. I agree. Tosfos is easy.
Yeah.
Keep it separate. Two separate mitzvahs. Okay? That's the easiest way to formulate it.
I'm still having a little trouble saying
the Ron? Ron?
Yeah.
He's also easy. Because the Ron also saying what? It's one. Right. So now, what I'm trying to get you to appreciate is that the brilliance of the Griz at this point, he's not even given a svar over yet. The brilliance of the Griz is just to show you what makes the Rambam so difficult to understand. Because on the one hand, Tosfos clearly delineates two separate mitzvahs. That's very simple. And the Ron clearly holds it's one mitzvah, but doesn't have this business that the Rambam has of one mitzvah, but then two mitzvahs and a yad, so to speak. He's very consistent. It's one mitzvah. Good question how it works by Rav Muvak in those other cases. That's separate. But it's one overall mitzvah of how you relate to, we'll call them great chachamim, which includes Rav Muvak. Okay? Okay, so depending on the gavra, we'll determine what specific actions you have to do. But it's one overall mitzvah. But the Rambam is stuck in between. You can't walk away from this with just the idea of a maisa kima by a Talmid Chacham and a niya gavra by what do you call by Rav Muvak. You can't leave with that.
It's the same mitzvah. How can have two different expressions?
That's gonna right. What we're gonna have to tackle. This is the key to the whole sugya. What the Rambam's actual formulation is. How can you have this idea of it being one mitzvah, which really is one mitzvah? I mean, he's definitely not like Tosfos. But how do we get him to like not be like the Ron, okay, for lack of a better term. How do we get a clear idea of that? So let's go a little further, okay? Skip the brackets.
Linear?
Yeah.
Okay. Linear. Yeah, I was trying to get the problem with that is.
Problem with what?
Oh, one mitzvah can have components.
Because it's not components. He doesn't say that. It's not components. But you'll see. He's going to say it. Go on.
Linear, Yuba, the Kavu, the Mora, Lo Nemar, Hashir, the Arba Amos, Rak, Kimel, the Arba Amos, Rak, Kimel, Oyen, Av.
So when it comes to the chiyuv of kavanah mara by Rav Muvak, right, what do you see? Right. Okay. De'ain. Tluya behidur klal. It's not, again, same thing. He keeps repeating himself. The mitzvah has nothing to do with hidur. Right. But notice what he's saying. See, when he says it has nothing to do with Hidur, I mean, he's separating out the institutions as much as possible. Right? In other words, if you want, even if you want to say it's two components, it's very bizarre. Because how do you have a mitzvah?
It's not fine.
What? No, but how do you have a mitzvah where you're saying that the components of the mitzvah have nothing to do with each other? I mean, he's reiterating this idea. Hidur only exists by Talmud Chacham. There's no idea of Hidur at all by Rav Muvak. Not at all. It would be odd to have a mitzvah that has two components where the components themselves have literally nothing to do with each other. It's just an odd formulation. But I know why you're saying that. Okay? Keep going, Josh. You'll get your chance. Don't worry. Keep going. Right, so the reason why you're standing up for your Rav Muvak has nothing to do with what?
With Kima.
Rather what?
Rather it's simply Kavod Mora.
Okay, Shalzeh.
Shalzeh lo nemar hashir da arba amos.
Right.
V'ayin b'ramam perek vav b'ilchus mamre melacha gimel l'inyan kavod av ve'im shekasov v'zechron v'bracha.
No, v'zeh l'shono.
Oh, v'zeh l'shono, sorry. V'zeh l'shono. V'omei mipanav k'derach sho, omei mipnei rabo.
Akan l'shono. So again, he keeps repeating himself, going back to the same point again, which is that there's an equivalency between the two halachic systems. Okay. As Mati mentioned before, that in front of your father you have to stand up. Kamal Einov. All right? Kamo?
Kamo Bravo Mova.
Good.
Kimabur.
Bekesef Mishnesham.
Mishnesham. The Makor Dibre Rambam, whom a Hadar of Yosef. He have a Shema Kol Kira'a. De Masai. Amar
Ikum. Okay? What's that case?
Until when do you say Yuba de Kabunamora? Hiu Hakima Hi Kimoena.
Right.
That we see from the confusion because Rabbi Yosef stood up as soon as he saw the donkeys here.
Good.
Vizehu. Vizehu, you so Dino Shalabai, the Barabo Muva, Kimalayanov, Mishum de Yesh Bikimaso, Mitzvah no Sefes, Shalkabodu Mora, Milvad Hamitsa the Takin Badar.
See, now that doesn't sound like, I know you want to say the word components. I get that. Trust me, it's tempting. But that doesn't sound like component. That's he's saying that what? It's bizarre. He's saying, again, there's one mitzvah, but then he's saying, right, there's one mitzvah and Sefer Mitzvahs. But that, now he's saying, there's a mitzvah of Kima Shel Hidur that applies to a Talmud Chacham, and there's a mitzvah nosefes. A mitzvah nosefes.
Isn't he mitzvah literally?
So he means it figuratively.
It has to be. You agree.
I do, but we're not ready to define it yet. Keep going. Come on. Beis HaKnesses is Beis HaMedrash. No, Tamalomar, Takum Bahadarta. I'm sorry, Bitski is the base of, I apologize, correct? Good point. Takum Bahadarta, right. That makes a little more sense. Okay, Vinira Das Rambam.
Vinira Das Rambam. Vinira Das Rambam. Oh, actually, no.
Right, because the idea of Hidur only exists, again, jamming his point home, right? It only exists by Talmud Chacham. Whereas, Aval B'Rav Muvak, Okay, because so could he have brought more proofs to show, I mean, he's doing this for a reason, to demonstrate a clear delineation as far as wide as possible between the idea of Hidur and the idea of Kavod Amora, the halacha of Talmud Chacham and the halacha of Rav Muvak. Okay, so in trying to separate them, that nagging question of that one mitzvah and Sefer Mitzvahs is still a problem. Okay, so he hasn't solved that yet. We're going to have to solve that. What?
He also hasn't answered his question yet.
What?
His first question.
Correct. Yes. Okay, so now, so far, does anyone have any questions before we get to the next part, which is really the key? Okay, so far so good?
I mean, okay. Just as a clarification, now he's saying that, I mean, they're acting as two separate mitzvahs, whereas, but in the sefer mitzvahs, they're one. So that's like the main...
But more, no, but he's got a little further. Yes, yes, he hasn't answered that he hasn't answered that question yet, but he's gone out of his way to make sure you don't think that there's like similarities. The idea of Hidur is one conceptual expression. The idea of Kavod Mora is a completely different conceptual expression. Not only is it expression halachically insofar as one's a Maisa and one's a Niyaga the Gavra, but when you look at the system itself, they're far apart from each other. There's no reality. He says it over and over again. There's no reality of Hidur in Kavod Mora. So when you stand for your Rav Muvak, it has nothing to do with why you're standing for your Talmud Chacham. But that just makes the question on the Sefer Mitzvahs that much more powerful. So why is the Rambam have it listed as one mitzvah? Yes.
I'm afraid that this question.
Don't be afraid. All right, so now take a look at source number 11. Okay, it's a great Gemara. All right, Josh, read the Gemara number 11. Kiddushin daf lama beis amon aleph. Okay, Amar of Yitzhak bar Shila, Amar of Masa, Amar of Chista. Okay. 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 Keep that in mind. Okay, so according to the Gemara at this point, a Rav who's mochel on his kavod doesn't work.
Nope.
Rav Yosef Amar.
Rav Yosef Amar, a filo Rav Shemachal Kvodo, Kvodo Machal.
Good. Shemar. Shemar,
Shem holy of name Yomam.
Okay. Amar Rava.
Amar Rava, Haki Hashva, Hasam Hakarash Baruchu, Alma Diale, who the Torah Dialehi. A Machale.
Haka Torah Dialehi? So Hadar Amar Rava.
Hadar Rava in Torah Dialehi.
There's some sheet right there. Did I miss a sheet?
Yeah,
it's up there. The Harava. Okay, stop. Now this is the case we care about. Okay, so what happened? Okay, so Rava had what? What's Mishaki Bay Hilula Deberia?
At his son's wedding.
Okay, good. The Dale.
The Dale Castle or a Papa or a Huna Bridge or a
Yoshua. Okay, so what do you want to do? You want it to basically, in modern language, what do you want to do? What would be, unfortunately, do this at like non-Jewish weddings, but.
Well,
okay, like to have like a toast, so to speak. Okay, like to celebrate with a cup of wine. Okay? He walks over to them, okay? And what do they do? And of course they.
Stood up for him.
Okay, good. Why would they stand up for him?
Because he's
the. I don't know.
Well, we don't know. Okay, let's assume Talmud Chacham for now.
No.
Okay. Now, then what? Then he walked over. Then he walked over the Rav Mari. And then he get up.
I just mean.
Oh, just
wait.
Ikbad v'amar.
So he said, "You guys are Rabbanan."
Yeah. No. But I'm saying it's like I don't understand. Like in other words, it doesn't make any sense. Basically saying, why did you stand up for
him and not?
Okay. The Sioux. Okay, now I have another story.
Oh, okay.
Same situation. Okay. He was Afilahachi Hidur Mi'avid Le Ba'u. What is Hidur Mi'bai? Even though he was Mochel on his kavod, nonetheless, what did he do? He did Hidur. What's the Hidur here? No, hold on. No, 1 second. He's Mochel his Kavod, right?
Right.
Did he stand up for him?
Yeah. No.
So what did he do? Rashi.
Oh, he bumped.
Hidur.
Hidur.
What everybody does today, which is
bump.
This. Okay, there's only one. Okay, now, just to get into what people do today, this is a big problem.
Well.
We know one thing for sure.
If he's Mochel. It's a big problem in Dalai
Lama. Right.
That's the only problem.
Correct. So. When a Talmud Chacham comes by and you don't know if he's mochel on his kavod, okay, is there an idea of 1 second? No. You is there an idea of doing the little raising your tushy off the chair for a Talmud Chacham when he's outside of Dalai Lama's?
No.
The only time it'd be a problem is when. The only time you would apply this is if he's in Dalai Lama's, he's mochel on his kavod.
Yeah.
And yet, what happens today?
Wait.
Everyone does this thing all the time. Why?
Okay.
There's no.
People don't read that
bracha. Be quiet. There's no. What I'm saying though is there's no maisa of kima shall this. This is only that thing is only if a situation emerges where Talmud Chacham is mochos kavod. So either Imadoshach, if he's within Da'an Amos, you have to stand up for him.
This isn't very Mubak, is it?
What? We have to define that. If Ryan wants to know, 1 second, if the guy's mochos kavod and that works, so then why do you do anything? Right? You should be knocked out of the category of. So now, what does the Grizz say? My name is Sugya Sham Daf Lama Bez. We read this already. So yeah. Go to Uberperish Rashi Sham. Right. Ki'ilu wrote Lama upon us. That's funny. It's like.
So he wants to,
but he can't because he's broke on his cover. So he's like, this little business he does is like, I want to send out for you, but your mechila prevents you from doing it. Okay?
Nice. Oh, wow. Yeah. That's still showing cover. It's weird.
The Iker, keep going.
Yeah.
Mavor, but the Rashi. Listen to what he says. So according to Rashi, certainly, I'm not chayev in real kima. The Iker. Interesting. The Iker Chi of Hidr is removed, right? Disappears the moment he's Mocha. Yeah. Right? But if that's true, then what's generating this idea of anything? Or of the bump, of anything? He should be removed from it. Hold on.
Yeah.
V'kacha perish b'shiltos.
Parshas Kedoshim.
Nehi.
Nehi gikima lo by Hidr by Lamevad.
Lay. Akan Lashona. Same exact thing. Ulachora.
Ulachora nira lafi perusham daha dika amar hagamara da filo hachi hider miyaved lay.
Bo. So even though he wasn't chayim and hider, he still gave him some type of hider, which they translate, they interpret to mean that little raising of your butt. Einro salomar.
Einro salomar mishum chayuva.
It's not because of chiyuv. It's a chiyuv. De me'emes.
De me'emes me'ikr hadin lo ha'inu.
Lo hayu aleim.
Shum chiyuv klal.
There's no obligation for them to do anything. Okay?
What?
And not only that, this can't be a kima shal hider. Because there's only one way to do a kima shal hider. Standing up. So this isn't even a kima. Rather, umizeh
halo amrinon dipturim him.
Ella.
Iker habir bezeh.
Now, korchachu, you must say is what? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. That doesn't really answer it, though.
It's a good thing to do.
He didn't really define it, though.
It's a nice thing.
Like that.
But what does that mean? Okay.
Article totally now, wrong, by the way.
What?
This is exactly what article said.
What?
I was like the Gemara and article, and had a little thing for Rashi. And then said, and the Gris says it means that's not an actual chiyah, it's an actual
chiyah. Oh, okay, good. Okay, yeah, but...
I didn't even read it.
Right, but what about the Rambam, though?
Now we're caught up.
Yeah. Aval Yeshayin Sham Rambam.
Aval Yeshayin Sham Medivei Rambam, Parak Hei Sham Halakhi Yad Aleph, Shekhasav B'Zel Shano, Ve'afal Pisha Machal, Chayev HaTamid Lahadro, Ve'afilu B'Shar Shemachal HaKam Shano.
Okay. Hare denakat zos. Meaning what? When the come on, you missed that. When the Rambam says in
Parak, Rambam says in Parak Yudalef that even when the Rabbis Mochan is covered, the Talmud still has to be knowing some idea of hider. It means that there really is some sort of chiyuv of lahadro after mechila.
Wait. One more time.
That even after the Rav is Mocha, the Rav Mubak is Mocha on his Talmud, the Talmud still has an idea of
because his Lashon is what? His Lashon is the Afa Pisha Machal Chayev HaTalmud Lahadro. Okay? Lahadro. So what, right? So what do we see? Right, meaning what? No, but this is the big Machloket between Rashi and the Rambam. Meaning what? The Rashi's saying what?
It's not a chiyuv at all, it's a nice thing.
Right, okay, 1 second. So he's mochel you, right? He's mochel you. You are now putter from hider. But you should still do like this, it's nice to do this little thing with your raising off the chair. But the Rambam doesn't say that. What does the Rambam say?
You should add the category, right? Move back and put you in the category of Talmud Chacham.
Just factually. Nice try.
Yeah. Oh, it's a great one. That's why it's best.
What does he say? Oh, he says, Va'afi shomachal chayav hatam lahadro. Va'afi l'bishar shomachal. That when it comes to Ramuvak, he can't, even if he's mochal you, right, it doesn't matter. You're still chayav to do what? To be mahadr him. Okay? To give him kavod. Okay.
No. Not give him kavod. Give him hitter.
Give him hitter. That's true. Okay. So, well, let's just see his answer, and then we'll see. I'll tell you Sfara. This is Venira. Oh, Venira de Rama Mefarish. So how does a Rambam learn the Gemara when it says they still gave him some type of hitter, right? The Dina Namar Bazeh. That's talking about this, meaning. Right. Dehu be sudo. Right. Shetana for the Rabba. Listen to this. Talia Milsa, one of the most amazing statements in that you ever read in your life. If you could figure out what he's saying, it kudos.
Yes.
Hold on. He's saying the machlokas is like this, factually, okay? Rashi holds what? Rashi holds that. Forget the differentiation between Tom Chacham and Rav. The point is, that individual can be mochel as kavod. Okay? Now, and when he does, when he's mochel as kavod, what happens? You're booted out of the category of a move up. And let's say Tom Chacham also, just to make it simple.
That's not true.
We'll see. According to Rashi?
Well, according to Rashi, you're according to the Rambam.
According to Rashi.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You're booted out. But it's this idea where you can do this little raise off the chair. But the Rambam has a whole different way of learning this. The Rambam holds a Rav Muvak can be Mochos Kavod, right? But a right, but a Tama Chacham can never do what? Why not? What does that mean, though? No, but listen to what he says. Listen to his reason. He says, Aval mitzvah sehidir harneges b'chol Tama Chacham lo shayach ba'inya mechila klal. The idea of mechila can't apply to Tama Chacham. Why? Did he be so dina? Now listen to what he says. This is the key line here. Be so dina mitzvah kechol mitzvos de alma. Lahad is a kenyan bekima sheish bahidr. What's he saying?
Oh, hidr. Sheish bahidr. We just get them all the practice, man.
Dude, what did he say? What is he saying?
We had no idea where you were and didn't hear anything.
He's right. What's he saying? And what he's saying is that the Grizz is saying something very simple. We haven't defined Rashi yet, but the Rambam is making one incredible point. The Rambam is saying that how could a Talmud Chacham ever be mochel as kavod? Why can't he? Because that you can't mochel a mitzvah. Like, imagine, I can't mochel you from doing a mitzvah of tefillin or netilas lulav. There's no reality of mechila that can apply when you're chayv in a mitzvah.
Can't a father mochel as kavod?
That's like Ramuvak.
What?
That'd be like Ramuvak.
No, that should be a mitzvah.
What?
I'm with him.
Father's definitely a mitzvah.
Father's definitely a mitzvah. So is Rav Muvak.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, that's okay. One second. Hold on. We'll see. All I'm saying is that the Rambam I'm saying right now is that the idea of Mechila can never exist by Tam Chacham because what? Because you can't mochel a mitzvah. Such a thing is impossible. Okay? Now, one second. Let's just get Rashi out of the way. What does Rashi hold? What's his svar? Rashi says what? Rashi says that Tam Chacham can be mochel as kavod, right? Right, but even though he did, even though you're excluded from it halachically, there's still this idea of like this hider miksas. What does miksas hider mean? What is that? What's his svara? What is mechila doing? According to Rashi, what happens when a Tam Chacham is mochel you? What happens there?
According to Rashi.
According to Rashi.
The hider becomes showing him that you're not being mahadrim.
Then you're just saying it transfers. It transforms to something else. What does that mean? He's very careful. The Grizz is very careful and he keeps saying over and over again that you can't say you're chayev in the Kima Shel Hidr anymore. But nonetheless, so what's he trying to say? What does a Mechila do? What does a Mechila do? According to Rashi, when Tom Chacham is mochel you, he's not mochel you from what? He's not mochel you from... I'm going to say broader. Respecting him, he's mochel you from one simple thing. A Maisa Kima. That's it.
But isn't that the right expression of hitter?
Yeah. What? Oh, so what's Rashi telling you, though? Therefore what? You're right.
It's not the
No, no.
This isn't an expression of either. It's a lack of expression of negative.
That's just a double
negative. What word of it is? Anti-hitter.
What would that mean, though?
Bizoy. It's a better word.
In other words, just because he's mochel you from the Maisa Kima Shalhidr doesn't mean what? Well, I mean, that's why I wouldn't say that, because then you'd be over Nisr. But rather what? Okay, but I'm saying, but what? Or, okay, let me ask you this. Standing up, Hidr, what does Mixas Hidr mean then? What would you have to say it is? It's certainly not a Maisa Kima, it's not a Maisa Kima, but what is it then? Simply. I think what he's saying is good. In other words, I think what he's saying is that all the Tamacha, according to Rashi, what's the Tamacha from doing? He's saying, you are not part of Maisa Shalkima. But that's just, that's the specific halachic Maisa that's related to Kabod. But that doesn't mean you're removed from what? From the institution of Kabod, that still applies. So mix us, this idea of, by the way, what you could argue with, by the way, you could argue that you have to objectify that expression of kavod? I'm not sure. You could argue today, maybe there's some, is it the fact that it has some, it looks like, that's what you mean, mix us hither. It looks like the kima. It has, but that doesn't mean how luckily it is kima. You understand? It has the appearance. No, I'll tell you what it's exactly like. No, you know what it reminds you of? But it reminds you of what? Come on, what case does it remind you of? It's like Mexi Kibishal. Like if you go ahead and stir your chalons. Does it remind you of that? You're not doing anything wrong. It's Mexican Bishul means what? It means that I'm not doing an action of cooking, but it appears it has all the features of cooking to it. So in a similar fashion here, you're right. The kima, when you do that little removal off your chair, it does have some characteristics of what looks like an action of standing, but it's not a halachic kima. You understand? Kima is only one type of kima, full standing up. Halakha doesn't recognize an idea of a kima that's a little bit off your chair. You're just doing something, but you can't say since it looks like that kima, that's why it can be an expression of kavod.
I can't believe it's better than a person. I don't understand why you asked the question of why it's Dafka, a Rebbe Mobuk,
who's
able to be Michael.
Right, but this line of reasoning that he's focused on, again, is pointing to differentiation between Rebbe Mobuk and Talmud Chacham. Okay? Right. So there's another differentiation. What's this differentiation bringing out?
Mitzvah versus not mitzvah.
Yeah. Well, or Iker mitzvah, I don't know.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
You're saying it's still Rashi Rambam?
What is Rav Mubak doing when he's mochel you?
Rav Mubak is mochelness.
Okay, good. Which means what?
His particular relationship with you.
Oh, what can he be mochel? Why does it work when the Rav Mubak is mochel you, but not by Talmud Chacham?
That's
because it's not a mitzvah. What's he doing when he's mochel you?
He's not mochel's idea of being a Talmud Chacham.
Of course not. That's right.
Right now he's taking him out of the category of no way, kavod.
Yeah, but now come on. Think about it for a second. If the Rav Mubak is... what's he mean? He's mochel you on what? He's mochel you on the institution of Kavod Amora. Okay? But let me ask you a question. Just because he's mochel you from the institution of Kavod Amora, the Rambam says what? The Rambam says, Chayav HaTam LaHadro.
Right.
Now, someone mentioned before, he says LaHadro. Why does he say LaHadro? Bingo. In other words, when you said he removes his muvakness, when he strips away his identity as a Rav Mubak,
now all that's left is Talmud Chacham.
And therefore you have to do what? Lahadro. Why? Because it's like any Talmud Chacham. Okay, so now you see that convergence expressing itself to its fullest extent. You see that when the Rav Mubak does what? When he's mochel his kavod, all he can do is remove the institution of kavod amara from him, right? But he can't remove the fact of Talmud Chacham, so of course you have to be mitzvah, you just have to be mahadra him, just like any other Talmud Chacham. Okay? It's an interesting idea that Rav Mubak can do that. He can kind of take off his, I'll use Mati's term, like muvhakness. Okay? He can like strip that off of him, and then what's he, but that he can't get rid of the fact he's Talmud Chacham. Okay? Have we still answered the Rambam Sfar yet? No. So let's just finish up the grids, and then let's define the Rambam's position. Get as clear as possible. Okay? So go past the brackets. Vehain hain. What's wrong?
You read past that, right?
No, he's up to Vehain Hain Divrei Gemara. That Filachi Hidim Abedle Yibo.
There.
No.
Vehain Hain Divrei Gemara.
Did you read this already?
No, you read past it. We're like, wow.
Oh, I did? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Okay, and let me just read this last paragraph. Lufizia Hari Mivaram Hitev Dibre Ramam, Shekasov the Inya Mechila Rab Muvak, Dinezia Loshan Ramam Parakesh, Shamalachates, Bemedvaram Ramam Muvak, Shalom Menu Rov Chachmaso. Okay, listen to this. What is the Rab Muvak? He's the person you learned Rov Chachmachram. Ava im lo lama menu Rov Chachmaso. Raise it Tamachaber. Okay, that's a separate point of what Tamachaber is. That's a big issue. So we'll put that to the side for now. What's the Rambam's svara? What's the svara of the Rambam? Okay, we still haven't answered that. Again, we know that Tosos holds what? Two separate mitzvahs. We know that Naran holds what? It's one mitzvah. With all he said, okay, I feel like walking away right now from the Grizz. What would I think? I think that, well, is it two mitzvahs or one? It certainly sounds like two different mitzvahs. I mean, really sounds that way. The Grizz makes such a... He proves it through what? Through the fact of Hidr applies by one, Kavod Amar by the other. That when the Rav Muvak's Mochas Kavod, he's still a Tamach Chacham, right? Neil Gavar versus Maisa Kima. All these things point to two separate institutions, and yet he can't hold that. So how do you understand the Rambam? Yeah. I want to use the analogy of a Kohen Gadol and a Melech, okay, for Tosfos. Tosfos holds as two separate mitzvahs, okay? Let's talk about a Kohen Gadol and a Melech, okay? They're both what? They're both important people, right? They're both important people, right?
Keeps to himself.
What's it again?
Is the people and then keeps to himself.
Right. No. No, but each one has his own what?
Role?
No, each one has his own mechayev kavod. In other words, there's a chiyuv kavod for a kohen gadol, and a chiyuv kavod for a melech, right? And the same thing, and according to Tosos, that's the same idea as a Talmud Chacham and a Rav Muvak. They're two separate gavras, and each one generates his own chiyuv kavod. Whereas, according to the Ron's going to say that what's the difference between a Talmud Chacham and a Rav Muvak? It's the same difference as between a Kohen Hedyot and a Kohen Gadol. How do I know that? Kohen Hedyot wears how many begadim?
Four.
Okay. The Kohen Gadol now, what does he do because of his status?
He wears four more.
He adds four more begadim, right? So what's he really wearing at that point?
A super Kohen outfit.
Well, he's wearing the begadim of the Kohen Hedyot plus four more begadim, okay? That's the Ron, okay? The Rambam, though, takes that analogy and I think the Rambam also holds the relationship of the Talmud Chacham and the Rav Muvak is similar to Kohen Gadol and Kohen, but not like the Ron holds a similarity. Yes.
I don't know.
This is a little bit tricky to follow. But let me ask you this. We said before, when a Kohen Gadol puts on the extra four begadim, the simple way to learn that is saying what? He's putting on four more begadim. But there's another way to look at it. What do you mean? Okay, so now, let me ask you a question. What? We did. Did you like it back then? Yes. Let me ask you this. When the Kohen Gadol, here's the thing. If you look at this, is a different way of looking at the relationship between a Kohen and a Kohen Gadol. When the Kohen, are the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen putting on the same exact pants physically? Same Mechnasayim, right? Well, I don't mean at the same time.
One leg at a time.
Right. One leg at a time, exactly. Right? So, what do you call it? So when he puts on his pants, right, even though the Mechnasayim are the exact same Mechnasayim as a Kohen Hedyot, what status do they have, though? They're the Mechnasayim of what? Of the Kohen Gadol, okay? So what's the nature of that difference, then? See, this is the key thing. This is the thing. What generates the chiyuv of putting on begadim for kohanim? What I just said. There's a chiyuv for kohanim to put on begadim. There's no new chiyuv of... There's no separate chiyuv of levishas begadim by Kohen Gadol, levishas begadim by Kohen. Rather, there's what? There's one mitzvah of... Right. But because they're two different types of individuals, right, the mitzvah is able to do what? Without really, be careful when you say change. What do you mean? What? What do you mean?
Express itself.
Express itself, but how? In other words, you could take the same exact phenomenon, the same exact method of Simon, and say what?
In one case, they express
kind of events, and one's kind of
bad. Right. You could take the same exact, let's say in this case, the chapsa, and now apply two different, what? Two different chaloshains, depending on who wears it, okay? I think that's the same type of relationship that's happening by Talmud Chacham and Rav Muvak. Forget, you're right about what you guys said. Yes, the relationship, blah, blah, blah. But what I don't know at the end of the day, what's the categorical, how they relate to each other? Well, according to the Rambam, there's one mitzvah. And like you said, the mitzvah is to do what? To give cover to?
Someone.
Well, okay, to he who reflects Torah. Okay? That's the mitzvah. That is the mitzvah. Okay? That is the mitzvah. All right? But now it happens to be within that mitzvah, what do you have? What?
Oh, I like that idea.
Why?
The is both. He's not a divergent.
Well, no. What do you mean he's both?
He's both a Talmud Chacham and a Rebbe Muvak.
Right, because you want to say that. No. I disagree.
It would be like a Kohen Gadol.
No.
And a Kohen Gadol.
What?
It would be like a Kohen Gadol.
No. See, I was waiting for you to say that. Because you're probably, when he says mitzvah no sefes, okay? That's what you mean to say. Because he says, what happens if the mitzvah.
Right. He said there were two. He said that in, like, words.
The two what?
That he both the Kohen Gadol and he said he had to stand up for two reasons because of the Kohen Gadol. I mean, I'm sorry. Because he's a Talmud Chacham and because he's a Rebbe
Muvak. Right, but what does that mean, though? What does that mean?
What?
You're right, but what does that mean?
That he has both expressions. He's like a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Gadol at the same time.
Yeah, okay, but so let's look at a Kohen Gadol. What? A Kohen Gadol can only be a Kohen Gadol if he has what?
A
Kohen Hedjotness. The reality of Kohen Gadol will never emerge if there's no such thing as a Kohen Hedjot. You can't have a Kohen Gadol exist.
That's true, but those pants are only Kohen Gadol pants, not both pants.
No, make your point. How do we know, according to Rambam, that there has to be two different? There's how do we see this idea of discrete halachic expressions? It's very simple. The construct of the chiyuv. One chiyuv is a maisa, right? And one chiyuv is a niyogavra. That's reflecting the fact that they're two discrete halachic expressions. Now, what you guys were saying before, now you can apply, which is what? But they're not equal, right? They're not equal. Why? No, you're right. Let's say, but what you were saying before, okay, that's right, and also what you guys were saying before, like what happens about Muvak versus Talmud Chacham? What? You're right. Same, you can understand, but I'm saying, no, but there is, no. It is philosophical, but I'm saying, but you can see how the halachic system reflects the, I'd say, superiority of the nature of what a Rav Muvak is versus a Talmud Chacham. There is a superiority there, because you see you're chiming so many other things by a Rav Muvak, right? Simple, because there's no Maisa Mitzvah. There's no Maisa Mitzvah. That doesn't matter. There's no Maisa to speak of. In other words, you can't be Mochel a Maisa Shal Mitzvah. There's nothing, what do you mean Mochel? You can't do that. But why can't you be Mochel the fact that it's a Neo Gavra?
What's Mochel against Rashi and Rambam?